The fourth myth yaan hai, rural India is an agrarian economy. The only statement that I used to learn during my commerce days in the economic lectures and all, that India is an agrarian economy, which is no more case, friends. Yaan hai, one need to really understand why is it so. Why the rural India is also no more an agrarian economy. Traditionally, rural India was an agriculture dominant economy. So that is true. Yaan hai. We had 70-80% of the rural income was coming from the agricultural produce, yaane, which is not the case now. The increase in the earning opportunity in the rural India has manifold, went away from agriculture with a lot of government initiative, processing industries and other initiatives that government has launched for the Rozgar Yojanas and all. People have started moving gradually away from the agriculture to the other avenues, which is either linked to their a study that they have done or linked to their likings, etc. As a result also, a shift has started taking place. That also means that the rural markets are becoming more resilient to rainfall fluctuations, etc. Yes, agriculture is heavily dependent on rainfall, and rainfall, as you know, are very unpredictable. Unpredictability of the rainfall made agriculture a very risky proposition, and therefore the next generation of farmers looked at this as a their own protection. Like, I don't want to be in the agriculture, and it is so much of a risky this thing, I might as well into more safer and better income revenue areas. So therefore also that shift was happening. The share of agriculture rural output is 39%, whereas the rest is contributed to the manufacturing, construction and service sector. So now this is a change that you need to really now know, that agriculture now accounts for only about 40%, which, as I told you earlier, used to be almost 70-80%. So you can see the shift that is happening. However, a large 64% of rural employment is still in the agriculture sector. So this is about, we spoke about rural output, etc. The employment numbers are still very heavy. 64% of the rural people are still into agricultural employment. However, their income from agriculture and income from the non-agricultural makes it us to believe that rural India is no more an agrarian economy. Those who are not into agriculture are also equally earning good or earning better. As a result, the shift of labor are happening towards non-agrarian opportunities, and they therefore earn reasonably good, equal or more than the agricultural income. And as a result, this myth is getting broken, that Indian rural market is an agrarian economy. It is no more an agrarian economy. So we have understood four basic myths about rural India and how that myth is now broken. One need to really understand and accept this, yaane, because they are very important for us to really understand ke there is a change that is happening in rural India. This change is going to open an eye for you as a marketeer. Having done that, then we are able to, in a much better mindset, to accept what is rural market and why there is an opportunity to rural market. So with that, we move on to the next section of the chapter, which is four A's of rural marketing. So you all friends know what is marketing. This particular subject is there to give you an understanding better with the specific changes that is differentiating it, this marketing from say urban or lifestyle marketing. So we try to understand what is difference in the rural marketing. So rural marketing, as they say, is governed by four A's, which is affordability, availability, awareness and acceptability. So these four A's very easy to remember, friends. We will, as we move forward, we will really understand them in detail. There are chapters on marketing in which we will really explore what is this four A. For the time being, you need to understand that rural market is governed by four A's. I can briefly touch base with you. Affordability is like disposable income. It has to do with, do they have sufficient income? Do they have sufficient surplus income? That is, you earn something but you have to spend on essentials. Post which, whatever is left out with you and you invest into savings. In interim, this thing is known as a disposable income. If this is better, then you tend to spend on something better in life. Yeah. So that is what is affordability, availability. Am I going to get this material? So as I told you, with the connectivity improving, the availability is becoming much more. Yeah. Simultaneous launch of the brands, branded showrooms, etc. So as a result, the availability is fast improving. Unique network system that FMCGs and all have, you know, embarked upon, that also helps them to reach the product faster to the rural India. Awareness, and am I getting awareness about what is new? Yes, with the proliferation of digitalization now, earlier the TV channel, and terrestrial TV was replaced by the satellite television. So terrestrial, again, television used to only reach certain levels of ground. Now with the satellite communication and all, it has reached almost practically every rural part of India. And now the digitalization with the mobile and all, awareness is becoming more and more simultaneous, more and more, real time. And that is really changing the landscape of rural market. Acceptability. Rural people have also seen what is needed by them, what others are doing, why this is suitable for me. With all that thing, the acceptability of certain aspects have far more changed. Aula used to be the way. Aula, you buy Aula, you boil them, you retain that for a few hours, then only you wash your hair, which was a rural system, even prevalent in urban India. Once they saw the concept of shampoo, it was introduced as a sachet. With house-to-house demonstrations, with rural marketing that is going places, once they started seeing this and the convenience of it, Aula is no more a, you know, acceptable approach to wash your hair in, even in rural India. They may not buy big bottles, they buy sachets, they buy maybe few sachets. They may not wash their hair daily, but Aula-based, Aula-boiling-based hair wash is now outdated even in rural India. They all have accepted the concept of shampoo, and as a result, shampoo has become a basic norm. So that is an acceptability. Similarly, for various other aspects, beauty. Otherwise, earlier the beauty cream or the beauty foundations and all used to be the concept that urban female and the urban male used to think. Today, even beauty is acceptable by them, that even rural girls and rural teenagers, rural women think that they need to look beautiful. Therefore, kajals and, you know, kajal pencils and lipsticks and all are getting proliferated in rural market because they have accepted. The once you accept, then everyone will start using it. So these are the four A's that you should be aware about. We will study about them more when in a specific chapter. The changing rural consumers. So we need to now really understand the what is changing the rural consumers. Very aptly, this picture demonstrated the guy who's sitting in front of his cow shed, etc., but using a laptop. Very in a simple term, it speaks about how the consumer is changing. I'll put an effort to make you understand. Several economic, psychological and the technology factors are fueling the transformation of the rural consumers to a more educated, aspirational and value-driven consumers. Exposure on account of various aspects, economic exposure, technological exposures, psychological exposures, government scheme-driven exposures, all these things, exposures makes rural consumer wiser men, and therefore they have their own aspirations. There are certain things which drive value for them. What probably convenience may be a value for me. You know, today I am into amidst various things. Payment through Paytm may be a convenience and therefore I need it, which may not be the case my rural consumers have. He thinks that I can still walk to a shop and buy my product. So there are those values. They have their own values and they have their own aspirations. Why should I think that only urbanites can have an aspiration? They have their own aspirations and they have, want to also move up in life. So today, with the exposure due to various reasons, the rural consumers are changing. The consumers' change is on account of their value that they have, their aspirations that they have, education that they encompass for themselves, which is driving the entire change. Increasing the literacy and exposure to television commercials has created a demand for typically urban product and services. I just told you earlier, it is through urban or the television or through internet, through various such digitalization exposure, they also want what their urban counterparts are using. The rural youth also want shampoo. The rural youth also want face creams. The rural youth also wants branded t-shirts. They also want popular shoes. So these are and various other things are driving the change so among the consumers. Villages are keen on adopting new products and services if they can see the benefit. they are really value driven vis-a-vis probably some of my urban counterpart who are classified as spendthrift, or they they are alcoholic, or this is shopaholic. They just want to shop without really value in it. These consumers are not like that. They really see value even today. Not that their exposure is making them mad. They are still into the stage where value for them is very critical. Improvement in road and infrastructure increase their rural, their travel outside the village. And not only travel outside the village, goods can reach their village. It is possible for the goods to reach their villages. That is bringing the change in their need. Need wants are changing. They also want to have shampoos by the next general stores. So that's what they have started also believing. The biggest change is seen in the rural youth. They are the main drivers of the consumer spending in the rural areas on aspects like mobile phones. Now rural youth also, you hardly see them without mobile phones in their hand. They want computers, they want education, they want two-wheelers for mobility, and there are various personal care items. All this thing is driving a change among the rural consumers. Expectancy of life is improving. As the expectancy of life improves, there are such other products and services that has been looked after, needed by them. Rural children have become more educated. Women are free now to pursue certain aspects. Otherwise, for women, four walls of the house was only a confinement, which is not the case. Now, rural population also started sending their girl child to the school, etc. So, all those things are bringing change among rural consumers. Their needs are changing. Therefore, the wants are changing. Accessibilities are improving. Exposures are tremendous. So, they themselves have become aspirational, and their wants and needs are to satisfy that. They want certain aspirational products to come into them. They want to use them. They are using them. So, that's the change which is happening in the rural consumers. The buying preference of the Indian rural consumers are changing fast, and several factors, that is economical, psychological and technological, are adding to this transformation. In my earlier conversation, I have tried establishing that. As I said, the disposable income is growing. The rural population have ways and means to earn. That exposure leads to the higher disposable income. Their psychological mindset is changing. Because of the exposure, they have now started accepting what the urban people are doing. That acceptance itself brings the need to grow. So they have seen that how stylishly their urban counterpart live. Hair grooming, stylish clothing, entertainments, connectivity. As a result, they also aspire to a technological this thing, which is a technological thing, adds to the reach and the exposure, which is bringing all the changes. Rural consumers' income level are on the rise, enabling more of them to buy products and services that will improve their quality of life. Because of the connectivity, he is able to connect to the city for his market, for his selling, for employment, etc. All this brings potential capability to earn more, and that earning with the lower cost of living gives him a disposable income better. And that disposable income gets translated into a spend towards personal care items and other items, etc. So, as a result, the rural market is changing, consumers are changing, and therefore the spending patterns are changing. Disposable incomes have gone up, I just said, fueling in aspirations and resulting in a change in the buying preference. So, buying preference, when I say that women buying Aula to wash their hair to shampoo, women earlier using stones or various brushes and this thing to wash their clothes has now moved to the Rin Tikiya. HUL was pioneers in introducing the Rin Tikiya among rural women to wash their clothes, etc. So, that is what I am just giving you, a very simple example so that you absorb. All this is leading to the change in the buying preference. The increased media penetration has played a vital role in making this possible. Newspapers used to earlier only the medium. Later on, the terrestrial television, then the satellite television, then the telephonic communication, then the mobile communication. Mobile has now all the feeds coming in with the internet and all, getting 2G, 3G. Even rural consumers are able to see live video streamings, the commercials, etc. All this thing is leading to a very important role. Their exposure compels them to think what is going to make a difference in their life. Then they aspire for it, they want to satisfy their need and wants, and therefore they generate they utilize their disposable income to buy those items, and as a result, all this is because their mindset is changing. They have accepted certain things, change in their life, needing them to really pursue that. So all points that we discussed are the one which tries and tells you that the consumers in rural India are changing. They are either changed, they are changing fast. As a result, the rural market offers you a significant opportunity. So let's understand certain findings which have come out. These findings are out of a survey which has been attempted by one of the leading agency. These are some of the things which comes out. The agency name is Accenture. They have done a household survey of about 2,800 rural consumers across 8 states, and 10 focus group discussions were conducted to find out certain aspects. This is the finding in front of you. I'll straight away move to share with you the findings. What do rural consumers value the most? So what comes out is 71% of the buyer buy brands, and 59% see them as a trustworthy and reliable. 66% weightage is given to the brand image and functionality of the product and aesthetics while making their purchase decision. So such an important finding of this survey. So terrible attention to brand, the brand efficacy, the weightage to the brand image, etc. All this thing is leading a brand centric change. Earlier, my probably rural counterpart were not bothered about the shoes having Adidas or not having Adidas, or my rural counterparts were not worried about wearing a Ray-Ban glass or, you know, goggles or non branded goggles or clothing and various things, or what kind of shampoo to use, the branded, unbranded approach, etc. All this thing is changing. What is emerging is that brand does matter. So what they buy, almost 70% of the buy brands. So that is what is very critical and very revealing finding that has come out. 66% weight is given to the image. So that is also very important. So brand image, the trust in the brand, have moved the preference towards the branded goods in the rural India. When do they buy? So 55% buy when the need arises rather than special occasions. Even in urban India, friends, I have no shame in accepting, in our era, there were various festivals and occasions during which only the better clothes used to get made and purchased. There are various incidences in life that bring certain new things in life, etc., which is now no more a case. Like we do, as I have a need, I will immediately get into fulfilling my need. Same is happening in rural India. Almost 55% of the rural consumers buy when their need arise. They don't wait for the opportune time to come. They don't necessarily wait for the Diwali to come or Gudi Padwa to come or Muharram to come, etc. It is like, I need a new cloth, I will have it now. So that is what is the change that is happening. What sales channel do they use? Very interesting. Again, 83% travel to nearby cities to make their bigger purchases. So brand consciousness to satisfy their need, they are willing to travel to the next city to acquire the item. So very interesting finding, friends. Where do they plan to spend more? Where will they be doing more spending? What comes out is that 51% plan to increase their spend on education, and 49% plan to increase their spend on healthcare. So education and healthcare is becoming a prime driver of their expenditure. Their focus of expenditure will be on there. They want to give better education to their children, and they want a better healthcare for the family. So that is where the spend is likely to be there. How much do TV ads and celebrity endorsement influence them? 7%. Claimed advertisements and celebrity endorsement have an influence on their final purchase decision. Surprising, but yes, impact of celebrity endorsement may not be too much, but brand image and brand trust has really caught up with them. So brand strives to do things which is going to help them to build that loyalty. So that is a another significant finding. Who influences them the most? They get influenced by whom? 1% said the key influence for their last big ticket purchase was the village head, or 6% claimed that it was a local shopkeeper. So earlier there was a myth that the mukhyas and, you know, sarpanch bring the change in the village. You can see that their impact is very insignificant. In fact, the channel infects influences more than the sarpanch and mukhyas. Though this overall percentage are little far lower than anybody that expects, but these are some of the revealing findings. In short, too much of now focus towards branded goods, buying when needed, not for the special occasions. Using if there is something that they want to acquire, they don't mind going to city to buy them. So there is a travel involved. Where they plan to spend, so most of the spend is going to be in education and healthcare. And what is the going to like kind of celebrity endorsement has a limited impact as such, but the brand shopkeepers and this thing channel partners do influence their purchases. So this is a key revealing finding about their consumption pattern and what change is going to happen in coming years. We have covered in my earlier slide how the consumer patterns are changing, and I have given you what comes out of me through my experience, but let's understand what Accenture has to say as the result was done by them, this research. So let's quickly touch base. More or less the similar findings is emerging. So they have done this survey, and this is what is emerging in their finding. Rural consumers are more aspirational. I have indicated the same thing, like the finding indicates that deep desire in them to compete with their urban counterpart makes them more aspirational, and for that they want to strive, and more money is going to get into the education and healthcare in the rural household. Rural consumers are more networked. With all the onset, as I told you, technology marvel which is penetrating into rural household vis-a-vis what used to be few years back. Now they have DTH, that is direct to home channels available to them. Mobile networks and 2G, 3G, 4G, etc. are all making it possible for them to be well networked. Then third is rural consumers are more discerning. Few findings that you've seen, they are not influenced by the celebrity endorsements, etc. And their value for money is as a different angle. And therefore, as you notice that the spend is more going to be towards the brand, yes, but they are not going to be influenced by the celebrity endorsement. They will be really looking at what values them and whether that brand is offering to them or not. So that is why they are more discerning. So now let's understand. So this is what is the finding that Accenture report wanted to convey to us, and we all have understood, I'm sure, very well. So changes in rural development. So having understood the rural, what is rural, rural India, rural market, four A's of marketing in rural, etc., the consumer pattern change, etc. Now we are at the stage where we need to understand the rural development that is taking place. In the last two decades, economy has really taken a change, significant change in the rural India, from an agrarian, poor village economy to now it has various villages in India has become cash rich. So rural economy is considered as a cash rich economy. Increase in literacy rate, improvement in the health index, improvement in the housing, number of household, decline in the poverty, life expectancy even in rural areas has gone up due to better medical facility by government and private bodies, etc. Therefore, the human indicators in rural India has changed significantly for better. So that's another aspect. Allocation for rural development. So money which is going for the rural India, these allocations in all government plans have increased many fold. Agriculture has got substantial subsidies and rebates, etc. Five-year plan, we have already discussed, the money that has gone into that 14,000 crore in the 7th plan. And as I told you that MNREGA, almost 43,000 crore even is just gone in the last year under the employment scheme. So you can understand the manifold increase in what money going to the rural India. So therefore, money is now flowing into rural household. Rural economy has moved from being a predominantly a farm based to a farm and non-farm based this thing. So almost now earlier 70-80% of the rural this thing was an agricultural income. Now we have one of the figure we have seen like 56% or something was now the agricultural income. Rest is the non-agricultural. So it has become now a mixed economy. So that's a change in the rural development that is taking place. In terms of infrastructure, infrastructure really is one boon or bane for any development. Therefore, let's discuss the rural infrastructure part. Infrastructure in rural India can provide basic amenities, and it should cover things like connectivity, expectancy of life, etc., which is now improving, which is the medical facility, the road conditions, under the Prime Minister, rural road yojana, etc. It is very crucial for agriculture and the agro-based industries. For example, if infrastructures are provided, then where the farm producers produce, processing and various aspects can be handled even there and there, and then transport the finished goods to the city market, urban market, etc. So, access to the road and access to the market is very critical, city market. Development of rural market is another aspect, so that people in the surrounding area need not go to the far off cities, within the certain cluster of villages, their needs can be met. Raw material procurement and all, if can be facilitated better through connectivity and through various marketing channels, then the infrastructure plays a better role in that, to make this thing possible. So, the significance of infrastructure is in health expectancy, infrastructure connectivity improves the market, reach and penetration, etc. The sourcing of material becomes easy, etc. So, let's understand the road infrastructure in this. Earlier we have touched base with you, the 850 million consumers that is living in India. The rural population is that. It mentions 800, but 850 million is the right answer. Further, better network of rural roads can give a boost to the agricultural activities. Water connectivity, that another very important aspects that we have not earlier discussed. So, availability of drinking water, availability of water for the farm, etc. Availability of various agricultural produce, material, etc. for farming is really critical. And that is what is the infrastructure is making it possible for them. Road connectivity is improved significantly, which is enhancing the employment opportunity. People can daily commute long distance and come back. So, that is a possibility now. And as a result, free from one place, you are not confined to your village only. The particular village, people can aspire to go to the nearby city for earning and then come back at the end of the day due to better road connectivity, etc. So, road infrastructure, therefore, contributes in terms of employment reach, improving the availability of material, water, this thing can be also tapped, etc. And then comes the health index of the people really improves. So, health improves, therefore, the spending will be more in various life phases. So, as a result, rural economy gets a boost here. So, that's the significance of road infrastructure. Electrification, which is another aspect, that infrastructure brings the light in your home. So, as I was about to tell you that there are almost now by the year 2019 mid, all villages, all house within the villages are supposed to have electricity reached. It may be just one point in their house, but yes, it is a big milestone that government is going to achieve. So, that indicates that now the electricity has reached their home. Electricity will make them use electricity for better this thing. So, the aspiration to study, entertainment options will come to their house, etc. So, that itself will open market, as they say. A rural water supply system is another infrastructure aspect which is getting boost with various other government scheme focus to bring water in every tap in the house in the rural India. As for rural housing infrastructure, it can improve the living standards of the people. Household, in one of the speech by our, Prime Minister, I have heard that now the house in any rural India will have few aspects mandatory, which is the gas connection, the water and electricity. So, you are going to see a different village household in coming years and coming decades. And so, this is what the influence of infrastructure. The better infrastructure opens the aspirations, opens the exposure-led aspirations. Then desire to acquire the new goods and services, acceptability improves. The moment the acceptability of any product and service improves, the desire to consume comes in. With the disposable income being better, the spend will happen. And as a result, the rural economy is going to, rural market is going to grow manifold.